You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now we're talking about a note we got from a guy we're calling Dave. He does not want us to use his name. He has met somebody online. They're going to meet up for the first time. And he goes, my question is, how long do I wait to tell her that years ago I served almost a couple of years in prison, nonviolent crime? He goes, I'm a different person now, but do I tell her right now and risk scaring her off, or do I wait till I get to know her just a little bit better? It's an interesting question, I think.
Yep, sure is.
Here's Gordy. Hello, Gordy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
What do you think?
Wait a couple of weeks. If you meet her and you tell her your next con and you say that you changed, they all say that. No one believes the next con, but if she gets to know you, then she can see that you change.
All right.
Right.
So how long did you say to give it?
Give it about 3-4 weeks. You know, let her bring it up. Like, have you ever been in trouble? What's, like, the most dangerous thing you've done?
Because that conversation actually will... Well, that'll be brought up.
What if she never asked that question?
You cover all sorts of stuff when you first start dating.
Then you got to figure out a way to, like, bring it up, you know?
Okay.
Maybe drive by the prison and be like, hey, I know that place.
Cell block three, that's me.
Shut up, Gordy. Listen, go have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being on the... I know. Thank you for being
Gordy.
On the show. We appreciate your time. Well, that's a vote for each so far.
There you go.
Next up, Marie. Hello, Marie. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, thanks. What do you think?
I think he should wait and give it some time until he gets to know her in person. And I think he should let her know how he has changed and how being in prison has shaped him.
But don't tell her yet.
Don't tell her yet.
Well, how long do you wait? I mean, this is like...
That's his question.
How long do you wait then?
She
don't want to go too far into the relationship.
No, but it could be a month or so. I think they have to get to know each other. I mean, we know people who have had... had bad experiences when they were young, and now how about feeding the homeless? And so if it truly has shaped him, then let her see that and let her see that being in prison has improved him.
That's kind of like what I said a little bit ago. I was like, if you did one bad deed, make sure you follow it up with like 10 other good things you've done. Or it's like one of those things, like if you're disciplining an employee or telling them to do something different, you start with all the good things they've been doing. We really value you. You've been doing a great job. You're on time. But could you stop photocopying your butt cheeks on the You know, you start with all the good things and be like, oh, and by the way, I've been in prison.
Marie, I'm glad you called. Have a great Monday, okay?
Right,
bye, Marie.
Thank you for being on the show.
Or you say it really fast during dinner or something, you know, out of nowhere. Hey, I've been in prison. You guys like spaghetti? I love spaghetti.
Here's Victor. Victor, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good,
having a
buddy.
Great day so far, my friend. What's the answer here?
Happy Monday to the both of you.
Thank you, Victor.
Thanks, dude.
What do you say about Dave's issue?
Dave, you just got to be correct and establish the boundary from the get-go. If this is a relationship that you see yourself wanting to be serious about, then you immediately establish it. Look, the past is the past. Because of the past, it's why you are who you are today. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. We all make issues, but we can rectify that. Because I can tell you, if he doesn't do it from the get-go, and if it's a month down the road, 3 months down the road, there's always that doubt that he is now created in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And if she's meant to be, and if it's serious, she'll understand it. And if she's not, then
move
on.
I like
that. You know, Victor, I think that makes the most sense, because really, whether he tells her today, tomorrow, a month from now, or 6 months from now, how she reacts to it is going to be important. And so why wouldn't you want to know as soon as possible what her reaction is going to be? Why would you put it off for both of you, right?
That's right.
I'm glad you called us. We've got to move on and take some
other
calls.
That's a well-thought-out answer.
Thank you, Victor. Dude, it's 2-2.
I can't believe it.
So, 5 call says it all. Brandy is going to break the tie. Good morning, Brandy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Happy Monday.
You too.
Well, thank you, Brandy. What's the answer?
I think that he should wait. What you just said, you said that what happens if you say now or 6 months from now? She doesn't even know him. How can she, like, show him the good side of him before she tells him he did this really bad thing?
What are you talking about?
Is this the first time they're ever meeting?
Face to face. They've done FaceTime calls.
Oh.
So it's first time face to face. I would still wait.
Does that change your answer,
wait.
Brandy?
No,
I would still wait.
I think he should still wait. Until they've hung out, I think, for like a week straight. Like after work, they go to each other's house for like a week straight, then drop it. And do you want some spaghetti? Yeah.
All comes down to what's for dinner, huh? But yeah, if you're meeting, you gotta first establish like if you even like them in person before you drop
right.
this ball. So have a couple dates
yeah,
to see if you even get along.
Exactly. They might call it off before it even has to tell.
Right.
Them.
They might meet each other and then they can't stand each other.
Right.
In person.
Oh, I see.
And this
what
could
you're
just
saying.
Make it worse. Like maybe yeah. they got a weird odor or something. I mean, that could be the biggest issue. Maybe he stinks.
Yeah, they're not compatible. What if she wants kids and he doesn't? There's another deal breaker. Like, start with that.
Yeah. Or what if he doesn't even like spaghetti, Brandy?
What if he doesn't even like spaghetti?
Start Game over.
So
hit the road, Dave.
This relationship.
Oh, Brandy, you're funny. So give me a timetable here. What do you think? 2 weeks then?
I think, again, until they start hanging out on a regular basis, then I don't think it matters.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Listen, thank you for your time today. I hope
Absolutely.
You have a great day, okay?
You Bye. Guys too. Bye.
Bye, Brandy. Bye.
So that was 3-2 in favor of waiting a little bit.
I think so.
I just don't.
Give it a couple dates. Meet each other in person. Get through all that first. Get through that first kiss. Maybe during the first kiss.
I'm still really torn.
Do
on
a
this.
Really good first kiss and then slowly back away and say, I was in prison. That's when you do it, Dom. Honestly, I think here in 2020, people are pretty darn open to pretty much everything.
I agree.
And I don't think it's going to be that big a deal, and he's probably giving himself a bunch of anxiety for no reason at all. And I think people are hopefully pretty darn forgiving right now.
Well, and that's why I was saying sooner rather than later, because if she is not understanding or forgiving, if she says that's just a complete deal breaker, better to find out now than investing weeks into something.
Yeah.
That has no chance. Somewhere there's a, you know what? Somewhere there's the, what do they call that? The
sweet spot?
The sweet center or whatever?
The gooey center?
The gooey center of this? And maybe it is 2 weeks. I don't.
Maybe.
All I know is I really appreciate all the calls. And we've gotten a ton of messages on this
yeah,
as well.
And kudos to Dave for kind of spilling his life there for us to talk
mm-hmm.
about. So.
Dave, we know you're listening. Our listeners, by a score of 3-2, said wait just a little bit. So not on this first coffee date, I guess.
Yeah, second
Very
or third,
cool.
maybe.